KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 82, with east winds at around 5 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, rescue crews from several area departments were called to the scene of a three-vehicle accident with entrapment early this morning in Shelby County. According to dispatch reports, the crash happened at around 2:45 a.m. on Highway 59, just south of 1800th Street or south of Erling. One of the vehicles was said to have been upside down in a ditch. Medevac ambulance, Irwin, Westphalia, and Harlan Fire and Rescue crews were all called to the scene. LifeNet helicopter was said to have been put on standby, and a trauma alert was issued at Murtu Memorial Hospital. Initial reports indicated two or possibly three people were hurt. Highway 59 was closed for a while as the accident was under investigation. We currently have no other details from the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Officers with the Red Oak Police Department this morning arrested a woman in the 1800 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak. 26-year-old Noel Carey Dominguez was taken into custody at around 2:51 a.m. for interference with official acts. She was also cited for failure to maintain or use safety belts. Dominguez was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. A call to the Adams County Sheriff's Office from the Corning Hospital's emergency room Friday evening resulted in a man being arrested for domestic assault in violation of a no-contact order. The Sheriff's Office at 36-year-old Richard Alexander of Corning was taken into custody for allegedly assaulting a woman at her home, causing injuries. Alexander was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,000 bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office's two arrests took place on Friday. At around 11 a.m., 32-year-old Elizabeth Renee Clayton of Afton was arrested in Adams County on a Union County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Clayton was being held without bond for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail. That is until being seen by a judge. And 24-year-old Rebecca Adeline Holbrook of Lenox was arrested at around noon on Friday in Lenox on a Union County warrant for forgery. Holbrook was also being held for Union County in the Ringgold County Jail. Her bond was set at $5,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man wanted on a warrant for OWI first offense turned himself into the Sheriff's Office Thursday afternoon. After the warrant was confirmed, 21-year-old Eric David Rock of Oakland was placed under arrest and transported to the Pott County Jail. And a man already being held in the Pott County Jail was served with a felony warrant Thursday. The warrant for 20-year-old Tyler James Moss of Council Bluffs was for interference with a corrections official by inflicting serious injury and assault with intent of injury of a person of certain occupations. Moss was read the warrant and then returned to the custody of jail staff. Well, the Cass County Fair continues today here in Atlantic, and as you may have heard earlier this morning on our fair preview and our other updates, getting underway at 8 o'clock, it'll be the Sheep Show and 4-H exhibits, the 10 a.m. the Pet Show. Doyle Chainsaw Artistry will be back at work from 10 until 1, and then again after a break from 3 until 5. At noon today, the working exhibits, extemporaneous speaking, and other such programs will get underway. At 2 o'clock, it'll be the Meat Goat and Dairy Goat Show, and at 4 o'clock, Youth Water Fights. The evening wraps up at 6 with the Tractor Pull. Don't forget, the Cass County Fair is free, and it continues through the livestock sale Tuesday morning. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday received quarterly reports from Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes, Conservation Director Micah Lee, along with the County Mental Health and General Assistance Director Deb Schuler. They also heard from County Engineer Charles Bechtold, who said the Secondary Roads Department has five pipe projects that he hopes to have done before school starts. Bechtold also presented the board with the documents to allow for the paving of Lyman Road or Old Highway 71 in the unincorporated town of Lyman.
It's not a farm-to-market route. It's a local route, so we're using local funds. What we're going to do, we're going to, on the curves, on the north and south side of the curves, we're going to mill off like 2 inches and use that for the shouldering material. And then we're going to come back, put 2 inches all the way across. Existing.
The bids for the request for bids, that is, will be made August the 14th. The project should be completed by next June. And the supervisors yesterday passed a resolution for the abatement of taxes on a 1974 mobile home in the county where the county treasurer has declared it's impractical to collect the tax. Iowa transportation officials have announced preliminary plans to demolish more than 30 homes as part of work on freeways in the southwestern part of the state. Wes Mayberry is a transportation engineer specialist with the State Department of Transportation. He said the fourth segment of the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program is still in its concept phase, so the number of homes affected may change. Mayberry says the department hopes to start buying and demolishing the mix of single and multifamily houses later this year or early next year. The department must first complete an environmental evaluation for the project. The project will also take off parts of a golf course. The department will host a public meeting on August the 15th to present the final plans. State health officials are giving Iowa families a heads up about a new vaccination requirement for students going back to school next month. Under a new state law, a meningitis shot will be required for students entering 7th and 12th grades. Bethany Kinty manages the immunization program at the Iowa Department of Public Health.
We have been working to notify all of the healthcare providers in Iowa and working with the school nurses to let parents know about this requirement. A lot of our local public health partners are doing campaigns gearing up for sports physicals in advance of school.
The vaccine has been recommended for pre-teenagers since 2005, and she does not anticipate any shortages. Students entering those grades will be required to show proof of meningitis vaccination, and Kinty says that many school students have already gotten the shots.
This vaccine is already routinely recommended at our 11 to 12 year old visit. So we know when we look at our national immunization survey, about 75% of Iowa adolescents 13 to 17 have already received the meningitis vaccination.
Kinty says meningitis is a serious and potentially deadly bacterial disease. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Lyle James Sheets, age 75, of Audubon, died July 22nd at Atlantic Specialty Care. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Lyle Sheets will be today at 10:30 at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Dolores Doonan, age 87, of Exira, died Sunday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dolores Doonan will be today at 1 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Wilma Sorensen, age 82, of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died April the 4th in Audubon. A celebration of life open house for Wilma Sorensen will be today at 1 o'clock. At the Church of Christ in Harlan, Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Evelyn Lou Sheeler, age 88, of Sedalia, Missouri, and formerly of Bridgewater, died July 21st in Sedalia. Graveside services for Evelyn Sheeler will be today at 3 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Edith Pauline Jensen, age 75, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Jensen will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Mary L. Jensen, age 75, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Mary Jensen will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Gerald Martin, age 94, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gerald Martin will be on Monday at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Robert Bob Bertrand, age 89, of Messina, died Friday at Corning Specialty Care in Corning. Funeral services for Bob Bertrand, or rather Bernhardt, that is, will be held on Monday at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Earl Miller, age 95, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Earl Miller will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Chester Town, age 77, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Chester Town are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.